I'm going to sit down and introduce Laura Hammeister, our Senior Right-of-Way Agent in Utilities, and she'll talk to you more about utility requirements and Buy America.
Good afternoon. So this is the second time we've seen in quotations this this phrase, meeting of the minds. So when we're talking about utility relocations, it's really important that the arrangements that you make are not unilateral, meaning that in order to move your project forward, have a right-of-way certification, you have to actively engage the impacted utility owners that are within your project limits. Now, I understand a lot of times that might be, if it's a city project, city-owned utilities. You do have to issue notice to owners, even for your own utilities. But when I'm talking about meeting of the minds, it's more like when you're working with PG&E or AT&T or maybe the cable providers. It's not appropriate, and the federal government does not allow us to certify projects without evidence that you've engaged them and that we have a common understanding about important elements like the timing of the relocation, who's performing the work, and who is paying for the work. So that is what we say meeting of the minds, is that you and the utility owner are actively on the same page. It is possible for utility relocations to be performed by the contractor. I used to be a project manager for a time here at Caltrans, and I understand the benefits of only having one contractor working within the limits of your project, as opposed to having to call in multiple utility owners and have them show up at the right time without delaying your project elements. So that being said, it is also possible to have the contractor do work that is the obligation of the utility owner. And we'll talk a little bit more about the requirements that are necessary when you do work for the owners. When the contractor is performing work, whether they're relocating the project sponsors utilities or third-party owners like PG&E's facilities, those bid items must appear on the right-of-way certification. So it's just going to have very simply the bid item number, a short description of the work, and yes or no, whether or not there's federal funding required. And that way, you know, 6 months, a year down the line, another engineer is working on the project, and they said, hey, did we get federal reimbursement for this type of utility work? It'll say right there on the right-of-way certification whether that federal participation was authorized or not. That's why we have you list the bid items and whether or not there's federal participation. It's pretty simple, getting back to the third-party utility companies. If you want to adjust to grade, maybe their manholes or their utility covers, if you're reusing the iron or steel, okay? Because we're going to talk about Buy America. What Buy America really talks about is when you're introducing new iron or steel permanently into the right-of-way. So if you're just adjusting existing covers to grade, it can be pretty simple to do that work on their behalf with their consent. And here in District 4, we've actually have a special notice to owner. We're the only part of the state that uses it that talks about that we're just going to reuse the iron and steel and we don't make you enter into a contract for that work. Now, if you do work for a third party, you certainly are entitled to be reimbursed by that utility owner if it's their expense, like they're there by a franchise or an encroachment permit. There's no need for the project to do that at their own cost. But understand, the federal government is not going to pay for it, okay? The federal government only pays for relocations when it's the project sponsor, like the project's liability. So if you're adjusting your own water lines to grade the covers, it's likely that would be eligible for federal reimbursement. But when you have a third-party entity like AT&T, they're there by franchise. They're required by law to move at their own expense, and therefore the federal government is not going to reimburse you for that. So do I make you do a reimbursement agreement? I do not, because I feel that's outside of my purview. I don't need to see evidence that you have gotten reimbursed for that work. I just need to see evidence that the federal government's not being asked to reimburse for that work. When I first started doing utility relocations about 15 years ago, Buy America, we always kind of felt that utilities were exempt from that. But the federal government had other ideas, and the realities of Buy America have been with us for a number of years now as they apply to utilities. It's all iron or steel, and it's by a certain percentage of weight, whether it's applicable. There are exceptions to Buy America. They are very rarely sought and even more rarely granted. There's some de minimis if you're just doing small amounts of iron or steel. We do have a letter of understanding with FHWA that exempts certain very small components like fasteners, bolts. What?
That's no longer valid. That was retracted. That still has to meet the minimum qualification of the 0.1%. So that 2013 memo that FHWA signed is no longer valid.
But Caltrans went ahead and issued another memo that is in.
They're working on it right now.
We'll talk afterwards. I can assure you that Caltrans has an understanding with FHWA, and as long as you are following Caltrans guidance on those minimal components, then no harm will come to your local agencies. We'll provide you very formal guidance, and we even have special clauses that we put into the utility agreements that say that you, in complying with Buy America, are following Caltrans guidance, because we feel pretty assured that our approach is valid. And I'll talk to you about it. I'm sure I got it covered. So Buy America is not applicable to temporary relocations because that's nothing that's being permanently incorporated into the right-of-way. So if you're doing some shoring in connection, for example, with a utility relocation, you don't have to worry about that iron or steel being Buy America compliant, as long as the understanding it's not permanently part of the right-of-way. What triggers Buy America? There's a few standards that trigger Buy America. Federal liability, that means that the federal government is eligible, that item is eligible for federal reimbursement, even if there's no money in the utility relocation. So I always kind of, when I think about Buy America, I think about the Great Wall of China. You can't really get over it, under it, around it. You just have to comply with it. It's a big standard. So in the case of this, you can't say, hey, I don't want federal money, so then I don't have to be compliant with Buy America, right? It's like, no, you cannot waive that money to get out of the requirement. If that relocation is eligible for federal reimbursement, then you must be Buy America compliant. The next thing is when the work is being performed by the federal aid contractor. So I spent a couple minutes talking about where you might have a relocation of a utility that's there by franchise. So in the simplest forms, you can issue them a notice to owner and tell them to do that work, and you can kind of be done with it with one sheet of paper. But as soon as you have your federal aid contractor touch their items, you have to do it by Buy America, because you're introducing work into a federal contract. And there you have to be Buy America compliant. Now, if you reuse the iron or steel components, which we can often do with raising utility covers to grade, that is something that we can do within that scope. But if you're doing other work for utility owner, even it's when it's the utility owner's liability and you're using that federal aid contractor, you need to be Buy America compliant. And that was my Great Wall of China thing. You cannot waive reimbursement to avoid Buy America. So that's all the slides we have. It's, you know, quick presentation today. It's not really supposed to be a how-to thing, but we want to make sure that you understand the highlights of it, to let you know that Michael and I and our staffs are here to help you. Are there any questions about either something that Mike presented on right-of-way or about utility relocations? Okay. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.